Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. Is this Joanne Hendricks?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Hendricks. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Would you like to participate?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. First question, I need to know if anyone in your household works for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm 73 and I'm a Democrat.
Thank you very much.
Always have been and always will be.
Thank you very much. I understand. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 for elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
If I'm alive, yes.
Thank you very much. That will be a definitely vote or probably vote?
A definite.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
Well, now, what do I sound like? I am white.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
I was about to say that, but I cannot respond for you. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, as far as the president, I think he's doing a great job, Biden. But as far as the Congress, with the Republicans, I think they're trying to hold up so much things, or they're making it very difficult, you know, to pass things, to get things through. They're making it very difficult. So
I understand that.
If I have to go with what Biden's doing, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm very satisfied with him.
Very satisfied. Thank you very much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations as well, and some ideas, using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50, which means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Donald Trump.
0. I hate that guy.
Okay, I understand.
I want him in jail. I want him to do the perv tech. I want him to be in an orange jumpsuit. That guy is a crook. He is a crook. And why people can't understand that and follow him.
I understand that.
I hate that guy.
I understand that. I fully understand that. Public schools.
I would say 75.
Thank you very much. The U.S. Department of Education.
I'd go again 75.
Thank you. The National Education Association, or NEA.
I really don't know that much about. I'm going to go with 50.
50, okay. Woke culture or wokeism?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. So, you know what? Put me down for 100.
100. Thank you very much. Moms for Liberty.
I don't know. What is Moms for Liberty? I don't even know anything about them.
Okay, no problem. That's an answer. Joe Biden.
100.
Charter schools.
50.
Thank you. Public school teachers.
Oh, well. I would say 75.
75. Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you very much. Next, will you say that charter school or public school do a better job at educating students? Public schools, much better. Public schools, somewhat better. Charter schools, somewhat better. Charter schools, much better, or it makes no difference?
It doesn't make any difference.
Thank you very much. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important, 5 means it's somewhat important, and 0 means it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Understanding the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Be ready for a higher education like college. 0 to 10.
10.
10. Thank you. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
10.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
10.
Thank you. Develop social skills.
10.
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Will you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about right amount of money on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
No.
Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. I watch CNN all the time.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you very much. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you very much.
We're talking about DeSantis down in Florida. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, I'm not allowed to give you full explanation of everything. I'm supposed to grade based on the knowledge that you already have. So please forgive me if I don't go deeper into it.
Okay.
How much have you heard, seen, read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot, and I disagree with that.
Okay,
I'm telling
you,
it's that DeSantis.
Yeah. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
No, I strongly agree. They should stay out of it.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you so much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support that, somewhat support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you very much. Increasing teachers' pay.
Huh. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting on you. Take your time.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's tricky. That's very tricky. Because I don't know, they're always asking for more. And I'm going to somewhat agree.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Teaching about American history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly
support? Strongly support.
Thank you so much. I just want to tell you that I really appreciate the time that you're taking. We're almost done. We are at 75%. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit in the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Support.
Support. Strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Number 1. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10.
10. We need it. We need that. We've got to stop them from doing this.
Okay. I fully understand. Thank you so much. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor and ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023, it's like to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, of discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road of tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10.
Got that right. We got to stop that. 10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
College degree. I'm a nurse. I'm a retired nurse.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I am retired, but I work part-time.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know how you put that down. You know, to supplement my Social Security, I work part-time.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Thank you very much. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican?
Yes. No, right there.
Okay. Is that strong Democrat, not so
strong?
Oh, yeah.
Strong Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life, and I will never change. I hate those Republicans. I shouldn't say that. There are some Republicans I like. I don't agree with their way of doing it, but they're pretty nice people. But what's in Congress now? Marjorie Taylor Greene? Oh, my gosh. You know,
yeah, you have the right to say your opinion, whatever that is, and we respect that and we appreciate it. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living with you in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm a moderate. Although I do, that's really hard to answer.
No, that's okay. Take your time. Take your time. I'm not trying to rush you.
All right. What was the answers again?
Yeah. Do you think of yourself as a liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate?
All right. Go with that. I'm going to go with somewhat liberal.
Okay. Somewhat liberal. Thank you very much. Next question. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week. Once a week.
Once a week. Okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all?
No, it doesn't apply to me at all.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply?
It doesn't apply.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I would say rural.
Thank you.
We have too many darn Republicans around here, I'm telling you.
I understand. I really appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your opinion. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Go Biden for 24. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.